Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, very much desiring to reconcile with his wife and to be able to talk with his family. It's hard to be alone. I was given a subtle reminder today. It's happened before. It was maybe even a year ago. I was walking with Chris around a place that we don't go much. It's actually just less than a mile from my house. But we don't go much because often it is a park and a paved place to walk. But mud gets on it and it becomes slippery. And we were walking once and my leg decided to leave and went out from under me. I grabbed Chris's arm and my other hand got hit the ground, and my behind didn't get to the ground. I caught myself, and I thought that encouraged me at that moment, because that was a quick reaction on my part, as opposed to being a feeble old man. I caught myself without hitting the ground, and I was encouraged by that. Well, something kind of like that happened today, as I have for years. I sit here as I am right now, sit in the chair, cross-legged. I'm just an odd fellow. But I was getting up, and my foot got caught in an old shirt that I actually sit on, and it was quite apparent that I was about to go down. And again, I caught myself. It was, I should have been on the floor. And I was encouraged by that I still have that dexterity. But it was a reminder that day's coming to an end. I don't want to be alone. When that happens, I'd like to have my lady by my side. There's only two options: my lady by my side, or I'm alone. There's no one else. But one other thing that's perhaps, I think, significant, because I think it'll impact all of my family. It's just, I see this all the time. The most recent release from Project Veritas, because I did the one video. It's actually my most popular video. Well, has over 800 views. The Project Veritas and the Printerist whistleblower, because I describe myself as a repeat offender. But the thing that's interesting is that they had showed a guy that worked at Google, or probably doesn't work there anymore. I'm sure he was fired for it. And talked about the impact that they have. Culturally, we talk about we have a free press. No, we don't. We have an owned press. And it's not that the government and the corporations are adversaries. They're allies. And so is the institutional church. But that goes another area. But they talked about how they manipulate and censor. Obviously what they were talking about is the election, which, that's not an issue for me anymore, as I have matured on that. But the fact that is how people know what is right and wrong is if you don't stay with the program, you will have problem. He talked about, because I've actually heard this before. I actually saw some of the video, some of the clips of the video in 2016, post the election. There was a meeting at Google, and you can find the video, and the people lamenting, oh, what did we do wrong? That what do we do now that our woman wasn't elected? I mean, it was blatant. Google was trying to get Clinton into office, and the guy today talked about how they actually gave people time off, so they have time to mourn. It's like that one guy that's constantly used who once Trump was announced as the winner, you see him drop to his knees and shout. I mean, he became the theme for everybody. You know, it's people are so invested in this. It is amazing. There's a trust in the state as opposed to the Lord. He also mentioned that he had one time worked for Fitbit, which is this company that does the device that you can, you know, check your heart rate and where you are and so forth. And there was, a year or so ago, a leak of their data. And what it showed was various places around the world. So various military bases around the world, U.S. military bases where people would run a track. You saw them all. And so a lot of military bases that were not really publicly talked about, well, were all found. And, you know, it's these kind of little subtleties is why this data is collected. And it's why, it's the Shofar Book Project. I want to give something where somebody can read the Bible electronically and not be tracked. It turns off the communications. I've pondered doing the same thing with a mapping program. If I want to know where I am, I want to know where I am. I don't want to tell people where I'm at. I want to know where I am. And, it's just finding somebody who cares. It's been the hardest thing. It's kind of like my slip and fall. My slip and no fall, fortunately. But finding somebody who cares. I thought I had that. If something ever happened to my lady, you know I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm in love with my wife. And I will not turn from her. Dorothy Jane. Oh, yes, one other thing. I'm sorry. I'm terribly long lately, aren't I? A young lady who's about to have her first child did email me because I knew her from Abundant Living. I haven't been there in half a year. But she wrote me, and because she watched the 1,000 voicemail video and asked me some serious questions, you know, which I appreciate very much. She's the Mormon, one of the many Mormons I talk with. It was interesting that somebody would care. And, she asked some interesting questions. I won't go into that now. But I want to have that kind of relationship with my wife. We promised each other we would till our dying day. I'm keeping that promise. Keeping the promise. So that's a name for phone. What is that? Yeah. Why are those who abandon the Lord embraced and those who strive rejected? Oh, wait a minute. The Bible gives an answer, doesn't it? I still love my lady.